The reading this morning is from, as you can see at the top there, from Mark 1, verses 21 to 28. And this is a reading from the New Living Translation, I think it is. So Jesus and his companions went to the town of Capernaum. When the Sabbath day came, he went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite unlike the teachers of religious law. Suddenly, a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit began shouting, "Why are you interfering with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus cut him short. "Be quiet. Come out of the man," he ordered. At that, the evil spirit screamed, threw the man into a convulsion, and then came out of him. Amazement gripped the audience, and they began to discuss what had happened. "What sort of new teaching is this?" they asked excitedly. "It has such authority. Even evil spirits obey his orders." The news about Jesus spread quickly throughout the entire region of Galilee. Next, thank you. I always seem to get, I think Paul said to me, yesterday as we were discussing this, intrigued to see what you do with that, because that's quite, seems like quite a difficult passage. And I initially say I must have sort of thought the same thing. But I was reading, I did a little bit of research. Occasionally I do a bit of research for these things. And somebody else had mentioned how, in a way, we have here, I think, reminded them of the Aesop's fable, I don't know if you know it, of the donkey with the lion's skin. I thought, well, we can do that. So that's why I've got some friends with me today. As I said, this is Carrots, his Freya and Alex's rocking horse or rocking donkey. He's going to help me today, along with some of those friends I handed out earlier. So the fable is that one day there used to be a donkey. We'll call him Carrots because that's the one I've got. He was quite well liked by all these other animal friends. He was quite a popular donkey, but he didn't feel that he got the respect that he deserved. He didn't want just to be liked he wanted to be respected and feared. Maybe like the lion, the animals respected the lion. They did what he said because they feared him. That's what he wanted, not just to be friendly. But one day he was walking along, as donkeys do, through the forest. We're not quite sure where this forest is because there's quite a strange selection of animals about to appear, but that's what I had in the cupboard. And he saw on the ground a lion's skin which had been left there by a hunter. Here we are. I have a sort of lion's skin, and he thought I'd put that on. Maybe I can try that on and see how it fits. So let's do that with Carrots. It does sort of fit. I think, here we go. Let's have a quick look. There we go. See, I think maybe Carrots, you need to lose a bit of weight. Look who's talking, he says. Right, okay, fine. But Carrots puts on the lion's skin and then goes for a bit of wander. Now, I won't bring Carrots with me. Maybe I'll just bring the lion because pretend there's a donkey under here as well. But he looks like a lion. And he was walking around the forest, and let's see, what have we got here? Does somebody want to tell me what animal we've got here? Yeah. No? Anybody? What have we got? Oh, we're very shy over here. It's a dinosaur. Dorothy the dinosaur here. Could you just hold Dorothy the dinosaur up for me? He came across a dinosaur, not very scientifically accurate, I'm afraid, but again, these are how these things go. Thank you very much. And what he noticed was, do you think a dinosaur would be scared of a donkey? Do you think a dinosaur would be scared of a donkey? You can shake your head or nod your head if you like. No shaking of head here. So a dinosaur would normally be scared of a donkey, but what happened was the donkey ran away in terror. Wow, sorry, not donkey, the dinosaur. The dinosaur ran away in terror. Wow, thought the donkey, this is amazing. People think I'm the lion. They fear and respect me just like they do. So he went on his way. Here he comes again. And he found, what have we got here, Erin?
A rabbit.
A rabbit. Now, do you think a rabbit would normally be scared of a donkey? No. And in fact, they were actually friends. But what do you think the rabbit did when he saw a lion coming?
Ran away.
He did indeed run away. And Donkey thought, this is amazing. All the animals fear me. This is brilliant. This is just what I'm after. So he carried on down through the forest. Wouldn't normally find lions. And what have you got there?
A giraffe.
Oh, maybe.
A kangaroo
indeed. Now, they don't normally live together. Maybe it was in a zoo. I don't know. But again, do you think a kangaroo would normally be scared of a donkey?
No.
But what about when the lion came? What do you think happened then?
He ran away,
indeed he did. And the donkey was really pleased with himself now. And he carried on through this zoo, stroke forest, stroke whatever it is. And somewhere came across, now it should be a wise fox, but I don't have a fox. So I've got a wise old, what have I got here?
Cow.
A cow. He shot a wise old cow. Now, do you think a cow would be scared of a donkey?
No,
of course not. Don't be silly. That's silly. I'm being silly. But he saw the lion coming and he was afraid. But you know what the donkey did then? The donkey was so pleased with himself, he let out. I mean, do you know what sound a donkey makes? No? Do you know what sound a donkey makes? What sound does a donkey make?
Eeyore.
Yeah, do you want an eeyore? No? Eeyore, yes indeed. The donkey let out a bray. Eeyore, he went. And actually, the wise old cow, in this case, a very clever cow, realised that actually, thank you very much, what he was looking at was not a real lion, but actually a donkey with a lion's skin on top of him. And he said to the donkey, you foolish donkey, you know, if you had kept your mouth shut, then I would have been scared of you just like all the other animals, but you opened your mouth and brayed, and I realised that you were a donkey. And the donkey, to be honest, felt a bit foolish. Now, why did that fable sort of, how does it relate to the story that we heard from the Bible? Well, there were two sort of main players in that. One was was Jesus, and we'll come on to him in a second. The other one was the man with the evil spirit in him. Now, he was worshipping at a synagogue. You know, nobody sort of said that they were surprised to see him there. He wasn't like some of the other people who had evil spirits, and like the man who had legion in him, who was raving and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But he was in a synagogue, probably worshipping quite respectively, and outwardly appeared to be a good worshipper of God. But actually, when he opened his mouth, he gave himself away, because what he spoke, you know, was spoken by that evil spirit. Jesus, on the other hand, is at this stage, you know, it's quite early on in his ministry, is probably not that well known. You know, as I say, the crowd are surprised when they hear him speak with such authority. He's a carpenter's son. He's probably not, you know, a very big man in the community. He looks quite humble, quite simple. But when he speaks with such authority that evil spirits have to follow his commands. So on the outside, one looks like a respectable worshipper, but his inside has got an evil spirit. And the other one looks like a humble carpenter's son, but he actually is the Son of God, and he is filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, hopefully we're neither of those two extremes. We're probably somewhere in the middle. We're all followers of Jesus Christ. And sometimes, if you're like me, occasionally I'll find myself roaring like a lion. More often I'll find myself braying like a donkey. And I got to thinking, well, how do I do one of more of one and not of the other? And actually, I think I'd rather more roar like a lion, if that's okay with you, rather than the braying of a donkey. Not that I've got anything against donkeys. I think they're wonderful animals. I'm just using it as an illustration. Please don't come and, you know, come after me for my, you know, insulting of donkeys afterwards. I really think they're lovely animals and very useful. But you know what? I was reminded of a passage in the Bible, actually, which I only looked up this morning. So, just excuse me for 1 second. About hold on 1 second. I'll get my Kindle out, because I looked it up and then went somewhere else. But they're great things, aren't they? These electronic devices. But I always seem to have them on the wrong page when I want to use them. Yes, it's from 1 Corinthians. where I think it's Paul says, you know, if I could speak all the languages of the earth and of angels but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. That was the passage I was looking for. And it reminded me of that. So like the parable, the moral of the Aesop's fable there is clothes may disguise the fool, but his words give him away. If we're not filled with the love of God, what comes out of us is like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. So one of the ways I think which we can try and fill ourselves with the Holy Spirit, work the Holy Spirit through us, is that, you know, we, and it's not a prescription, but we try and spend time with God. So I think I spoke a few months ago about how I'd been, I think it was certainly before Christmas, you know, had felt far from God, but actually I'd picked up the Bible and done some reading and started some prayer again, and again got back close to God. And I think that's a great, that's really useful to as far as we can, spend some time with God, maybe get into routine, read the Bible, and pray to him. And one of the things that I find useful, and again, this is all personal experience, is when we pray to God, we thank him for the great things in our life. God has given us many wonderful gifts, the gifts of life, the gifts of a family, friends, the greatest gift of all, his son who came and was sacrificed to save us from our sin. All great things. And every time I pray, I try and thank God for this wonderful gift that he has given us, which I don't deserve. I mean, I haven't done anything to earn it. God gives it to me because he loves me. And I think the more I think about how much God loves me, the more, little by little, I can feel sort of God trying to fill me up. And there's a long way to go. But, you know, hopefully, as I think on how much God loves me, maybe I can speak, you know, roar a bit more like the Christian lion and, you know, bray a little less like the donkey, which is a lovely animal, as I said. So that's just the thought I would leave you with there. You know, it's just when you're praying, when you're reading the Bible, just think on how much God loves each and every one of you here in this church as you go out about your business for the rest of the week.